Leanne, can you tell me about a time you were exposed to a bloodborne pathogen?
I was working with an individual who had aggressive behaviors, and during one incident, I was walking away to give him some time alone. For him, this was really effective in the past, to be left alone and not bothered. But this time, he grabbed my arm as I walked away, and before I knew it, he bit me on my arm, and his teeth even went through my long sleeve shirt. I was able to use my training to get him to release my arm, but he broke the skin.
Wow, how did you feel after this happened?
Well, I was kind of scared and flustered, but I was also worried about my health. I mean, I knew his medical history because I'd worked with him for so long, but I didn't know if that told the whole story, what he had been tested for or not tested for.
So what happened next?
Well, I called my supervisor, and she actually sent me to the emergency room, which was kind of scary, but she told me that that was their company's standard policy for an exposure incident. And she had me complete some forms about what had happened, and she sent instructions with me to the ER so I knew what to say and what tests I needed to get for the various bloodborne pathogens. So they did testing first immediately after the incident, and then again later in 6 months, since some things don't show up right away for bloodborne pathogens. And thankfully I was okay, but it's kind of scary to think about what I could have been exposed to.
So how did you feel about how your company responded to this whole situation?
Well, I was really thankful that they were so understanding. I kind of felt like it was my fault for turning my back to someone who I knew had a history of aggression, and that kind of put me at risk, and I kind of went against some of the training that I had had. But my boss never made me feel bad or guilty, and I was really appreciative of that. She was really clear in what I needed to do and what was expected. I was really thankful for her calm in that situation.